This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A 12-year-old girl shot in a Silver Hill drive-by. Police urged to increase their presence in high-risk areas and to heighten intelligence amid concerns about youth involvement in gun crimes. Three men charged in connection with a major drug trafficking operation, and Barbadians voice concern about the recently announced road traffic accident investigation policy. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 12-year-old girl has been injured in what has been described as a drive-by shooting at Silver Hill Christ Church. Starcom Network News understands that the minor was among a number of people who were outside their residences when a car drove through the area and someone inside the vehicle opened fire. The people who were in the area scampered, but the girl was struck by a bullet in the wrist and also suffered a laceration to her leg. She was transported to the hospital by private motor vehicle. There have been a series of shootings, and some of them drive-by in the Silver Hill area. The police service is being urged to increase its presence in high-risk areas and heighten intelligence amid concern about a number of young people committing gun crimes. University professor Dwayne Devenish, who has carried out extensive research into social trends, was speaking to Starcom Network News against the background of a 16-year-old being charged for a fatal shooting and the death in a bike crash of a 35-year-old man who was due to be sentenced for gun possession and who was a suspect in several shootings.
I'm still very concerned about the gun violence in this country. We're still seeing increasing pockets of gun-related offenses and very reckless offenses that we're seeing in many high-risk areas. I think we still need to increase police presence and surveillance across a number of these high-risk areas. The police has to improve its intelligence gathering when it comes to the transfer and sale of illicit firearms in this country. Even the importation of illicit firearms has to be thoroughly cracked down on. That's very important to deal with the gun violence.
Professor Devenish, who also believes it's critical that the police build strong relationships with communities.
There's still scope for developing stronger relationships between the police and communities through community policing initiatives. I think trust is a major issue. If people do not trust the police, they are unlikely to report criminal activity in their communities. So police officers, the police services, have to do a better job in improving those relationships with the public. I think that's going to be important.
As social researcher Dwayne Devenish, professor of management and organizational behavior at the University of the West Indies. Three men have been charged in connection with a major drug trafficking operation involving nearly $13 million in cocaine and over $121,000 in cannabis. The accused are 48-year-old Dave Sylvan, 47-year-old Richard Williams, both of St. David's Village in Christchurch, and 30-year-old St. Lucian National Baggio de Serre. The men face multiple charges, including possession of cannabis, intent to supply cannabis, trafficking in cannabis, possession of cocaine, intent to supply cocaine, and trafficking in cocaine. The offenses were committed last Sunday at Stirling Road in St. Philip. Authorities seized approximately 509 pounds of cocaine with a street value of 12.9 million Barbados dollars and about 30 pounds of cannabis valued at 121,680 Barbados dollars. Additionally, Baggio de Serre has been separately charged for entering the country without permission and disembarking without the consent of an immigration officer. The three appeared in the district magistrate's court and were remanded to Dodds Prison. They are scheduled to reappear in court on September 19th. Some Barbadians have voiced concern with the recently announced road traffic accident investigation policy. The Barbados Police Service on Wednesday revealed that starting September 15th, police will only respond to serious or fatal road accidents, with insurance agents taking charge of minor incidents. When Starcom Network News visited Bridgetown, several people criticized the policy.
I find that a mistake because people saying that sometimes it's a disadvantage to somebody, the driver, because sometimes you might be right and the insurance go back and say something different.
They should look into it before they rush with this thing, because the way how society lawless now, telling themselves they're in the police involvement.
No, I don't agree with it. It's not a good idea for me. Pertaining to the insurance company, when you get in the accident, when you're ready to get your payments, the insurance company got to even get your lawyer your check. I don't like that.
I cannot agree with the police not being there for an accident, simply because everybody thinks that they're right. As drivers, we depend on the police being there to be the adjudicator, to come in between. I don't know who made this up.
People voicing their concerns about the road traffic accident investigation policy. The Democratic Labour Party is assuring its members that its online voting process for this weekend's annual general meeting does not breach any data protection laws. This comes amid concerns over the online voting format, which will be utilised for the first time to elect the General and Executive Councils. A long-standing DLP member in a recent media report said she was seeking an investigation by the Data Protection Commissioner, citing concerns about the handling of sensitive personal data in the process. However, conference chairperson Quincy Jones explained that no other data outside of an individual's name or phone number will be used. He was speaking during the launch of the party's conference booklet last evening.
No details regarding any personal, political, philosophy, or ideology are captured or stored. Furthermore, no email addresses are used for any vote or candidate. The candidate receives an SMS with a unique link to vote, and this SMS is a mobile number specific, ensuring that no other person can use or receive it. The system operates with the highest level of integrity, ensuring that the ballot is truly secret, and no information about anyone's political opinion is disclosed. The DLP maintains that our electronic voting system is a fully compliant with the Barbados Data Protection Act.
The DLP's annual conference chairperson, Quincy Jones, and the DLP's third vice president, Felicia Dujon, also gave the assurance that the Data Protection Act was not being breached.
Very rare that you would get any kind of, what we'd say, anomalies with people that have been leaked in any way. The only way that can happen is if your service provider does that. Because if you're only getting names and numbers, the only person that can leak your information would be the service provider. We're not storing any information. We're not disseminating any personal information. So we're not in any breach of the Data Protection Act. And so we want to make that very clear.
Third Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Felicia Dujon. A local animal shelter is raising concern over what it says are growing numbers of animal abuse cases on island. Owner and founder of Ocean Acres Animal Sanctuary, Karen Whitaker, says that especially with an increasing dog population, many of them are being mistreated. She voiced concern that these same behaviours are also reflected in wider society, with the country seeing an increase in violent acts.
The cases of animal abuse continue to escalate. They certainly don't get any better. This problem that we've got is not about dogs and cats. It's never been about dogs and cats. It's about people's behavior, the behavior of individuals who either don't know any better or don't care. Well, these behaviors, they're all part and parcel of the same thing that manifests itself in the increasing violence that we see day to day and we hear reported in the news. It's the same thing. The same thing that desensitizes you and allows you to have no feeling is the same thing that allows you to go around hurting anything, be it dog, cat, person, whatever. It's all abuse.
She wants a national campaign in place to discourage those who abuse animals.
Personally, I truly believe that we need a government-led education and awareness campaign. In the same way that there's been campaigns in the past in this country and other countries about public issues. For instance, people didn't just stop smoking in public places because they woke up one morning and decided to. They had to be told not to. And once explained that it's a bad idea for various reasons, many people didn't do it. And for the ones that continue to, there has to be consequences.
Owner and founder of Ocean Acres Animal Sanctuary, Karen Whitaker, recapping the headlines. A 12-year-old girl shot in a Silver Hill drive-by. Police urged to increase their presence in high-risk areas and heighten intelligence amid concerns about youth involvement in gun crimes. Three men charged in connection with a major drug trafficking operation, and Barbadians voiced concern about the recently announced road traffic accident investigation policy. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.